Hey everyone, it's Andy Bueller, high school sports reporter and host of the Scorebook Live Today podcast. So the coronavirus has shut down schools and halted high school sports, but we're taking things up a notch in hopes to help during this time of great uncertainty. Each day we're releasing a special episode of this podcast called Dickow's Quarantine Series, where our own Dan Dickow interviews an expert in their respective field, from coaches to trainers, authors to former standout athletes. Subscribe to this podcast for free, and please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Let's keep everyone safe by washing your hands and following the governor's stay-at-home mandate. We're just as excited for high school sports to return as you are. Here's Dan Dickow after a word from our sponsor. Are you a small business impacted by the coronavirus? Washington Federal is here to help. Washington Federal is a proud sponsor of Scorebook Live, and it's offering a five-year business line of credit with 90 days interest for free to businesses that have seen a 10% or greater drop. Apply now to receive up to $200,000 on business lines of credit. The folks at Washington Federal understand small businesses may need an emergency loan. They're doing their best to help during this global pandemic. If you're a small business owner who needs help, head to wafdbank.com to apply. Questions? Email business.lifeline@wafd.com.
Dan Dickow, Scorebook Live, Washington, with our Today podcast series during the quarantine. For anybody who's been listening, following along with what we've been doing, having a chance to bring in different experts across the sports industry, whether they're former players, former coaches, current coaches. This one is a unique guest in the fact that he has NFL playing experience after graduating college at San Diego State. He's got playing experience, but now he's transitioned his love for sports into becoming a successful businessman. The senior vice president of marketing for the Phoenix Suns and a good friend of mine, Tom Fletcher. Tom, how you doing today? Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, Dan. Good morning. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, for sure. Like I mentioned, I think you've got a unique perspective because you have professional playing experience and now you have professional business experience in the world of sports. Obviously, most kids growing up think, I want to play professional sports, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. I imagine you were the same, but you must have had other interests such as business to where you were able to take your experiences and mold them into what you're currently doing.
No, absolutely. It definitely was one for me growing up in San Diego. For sure, I thought, you know, originally I was going to play pro baseball. I went to college to play football and baseball both, and the football path ended up providing a great opportunity for me. But it was always one for me. The education side of it was a big piece of it. Things still hanging in my office are, you know, the academic all-conference awards that I've got, those pieces that care of, you know, knowing that I was going to have that to fall back on was an important piece of it. And when I was in college, I think the biggest things that I did was I did internships, and I did it with local media outlets. So, gosh, my very first internship was with this startup guy named Jim Rome. And I worked on his radio show helping to book talent for interviews. And it was those ones for me, you know, in San Diego, that's where he got up and started. And I realized at that point I didn't want to be in radio, and I wanted to kind of switch it up and change it up and wanted to see how the football path was going to go. And for me, when I was with Seattle with the Seahawks, I ended up spending a good amount of time in the front office upstairs just seeing how the business piece of it worked. And that really kind of turned me on to the other side of sports.
And when you talk about the other side of sports, many times it's hard for a young athlete to think that long range or to think outside of their current workout or their upcoming game. And I fell into that trap myself at times when I played. How would you encourage kids to go about learning about the things outside of just the event of being an athlete? Or how would you encourage parents to maybe broaden their student athlete's horizon?
Yeah, no doubt. I think the thing that's unique today that wasn't there when I was coming up and through athletics is the fact that now universities have sports marketing degrees. They have that sports marketing platform where when I went to college, there wasn't anything along those lines of how the business of sports, you could learn that through school. Even in high school, I think, you know, one of the things that there's programs, there's volunteer opportunities in school. DECA is a great program in high schools that look at the marketing component of what happens in business, but also what happens in sports. I think one of the greatest that's out there now for is to learn is minor league sports. Minor league sports and university athletics are great ways for young people to intern and learn about it, because you have to wear so many hats because they just aren't resourced like the pros are. And so it provides an opportunity for you to learn the ticket side of the business, learn the partnership side of the business, learn how everything works outside of GM's business, of what happens on the field or the court or any of those pieces. So most markets where kids are growing up, there's a single A or, you know, some type of minor league organization that's in the market, or at least a university that's in the market where they're always looking for young people to be involved with those programs and learn that side of the business.
So you're in a position now where you head your own department, and I imagine you have the ability to hire people. You with an athletic background, I'm sure, and I've known you for years, you have a go-get-it type of attitude and mentality where if something needs to be done, you get it done. When you're looking to hire somebody, what are some of the essential traits that you look for, and do you look for that athletic background in prospective hires?
Absolutely. No, I mean, I've been on this side of the business for 20 plus years now. The last 8 years prior to joining the Suns, I had a staff of 80 at IMG College and had 18 universities. So hired a lot of young people. Now with the Suns staff of 25, I've got 2 spots open right now on my team. We're kind of waiting until we get through these uncertain times. As I go through the resumes, I don't look at somebody's GPA. I don't look at the university that someone went to. I look at life experience. What have these people done that is outside of just going to class? What are the volunteer things they've done? What's that community background look like for them? What are those experiences that they've been a part of? And what achievements have they done on the athletic side of the business? Those are all things for me that I focus on when looking at opportunities for it. Part of it is, I think, athletics teaches you your schedule. You know, we're so regimented as athletes of knowing, you know, boom, we've got to be early. We've got to follow up. We've got to put in that extra work. The other part of it is, as an athlete, especially a student athlete, you know the fact of your schedule each day. You got to knock out what you need to do during the day for school, knock out your practice, and get your homework done that night so you do it all again tomorrow. I like that discipline when I'm looking at hiring people on my end. So definitely an athletic background for me is big and important. The other piece I would throw out there, and is, again, it's certainly for those listening who are young female athletes, we are starving on this side of the business for young women to get involved in sales, in activation opportunities within the sports business, especially sales. It is so male-dominated right now, and there's great opportunities for women the sales side of our business right now. And I certainly, as I speak, I'm speaking to 2 universities next week, Zoom like this, talking about business and sports. I've got another one coming up next month. And, you know, again, I'm talking a lot about the fact of the windows of opportunity, especially, again, young women to get involved on this side of what we do. So,
yeah, I can hear the passion in your voice about women being involved in sports. I know your daughter is a college volleyball player. And your son, Thomas, plays for Alabama. I believe he's won a national title under Nick Saban. So you're also an experienced sports dad where you've kind of helped train, supported their career, kind of went through the recruiting process. What advice would you give a parent who has a kid that is going to have an opportunity to play at the college level about going through that recruiting process and making a decision?
Yeah, no, for sure. It was unique for both kids. Certainly for Molly on the volleyball side, different process going through it on the Division I football side with Thomas, and looking at, you know, sitting in Coach Saban's office or sitting in Jimbo Fisher's office or one of those as you're going through that recruiting process. I think the biggest thing, the biggest advice for me for parents is let your kid manage that experience. This is their recruitment. They're the ones who are going to have to commit to that program for 4 or 5 years and be involved with that. I think the biggest thing is the support you can bring to those kids. You know, it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of distraction. I think as much as you can do on the side from a research perspective, but let the athlete follow up with the coaches. One thing that I had each of my kids do after a call or a visit with the coach, they wrote a school handwritten note and sent it to the coach, just to be different, just to show the fact that, you know, you cared about that program and that organization. But I think the support system as a parent is a big one, knowing, again, the pressures and stresses that those kids have anyway, yet alone now going through the recruiting process. But there's great websites out there right now where you can get awesome research on majors and what kind of university the kid's looking for and how those schools fit. And there's great connectivity for folks today to be able to go through that. And I'm kind of now doing it on the flip side with Thomas having one more year left. I'm now starting to look at, you know, 30-plus NFL teams and, you know, who has a long snapper at each team and what year they've been in there and what are they making and where might be the best fit for him for the next level. So I feel like I'm going through it for a third time now, and certainly having gone through it myself back in the day and stuff as well too. So it's tough. I mean, you know it well on your end. I mean, especially, you know, you committed to, you know, where you were going to be at Washington State and then you made the shift and looked at, you know, Gonzaga for there. It's a lot of change and it's a lot of moving parts that come into it. So the best thing for parents is the support system. What can you do to help support it? Let it be their decision, not yours. And I think that's an important piece of it.
That's some really great advice. Make it be their decision. It's their life experience. One last question before I let you go. I want to be respectful of your time. In all these kind of uncertain times, people are working from home. You've got to be very regimented with getting the things done that need to be done, but you also have to have some laughter, have some family downtime. Is there a particular movie or Netflix show that you have watched in the last couple of weeks since all this has gone down that you would recommend?
You know, it's funny. It's I've got a young staff that works for me. One of the tools we use is a thing called Slack.
Yeah.
We use Slack, we use the WhatsApp, we use those things to kind of go back and forth. Well, you know, at least a couple times a week, it is, hey, check out this on Netflix or check out that. I'll tell you one that I've watched recently that I wouldn't certainly call it funny, but educational on my end for it is a Netflix series called Dirty Money. And there's about 12 episodes of it, and it's literally uncovering con artists in different industries and business. And one of them happens to be on Trump. Like literally when he first started getting involved in his dad's real estate business. There's one on maple syrup being stolen in Canada, and the level of investment that maple syrup is in that market. Just very, very true story and very interesting and intriguing on that. The other thing we've done is gone back and looked at old school movies that the kids haven't watched. So like literally last night we watched Grease. You know, they had seen it before, but it was like, man, let's get something that we can all sing and have some fun with it. And so that was a lot of fun to be able to watch that last night.
That's awesome. Well, Tom, again, appreciate your time. Best of luck to the Suns if the NBA season is able to pick back up. And again, thanks for sharing some time with Scorebook Live Washington.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.